Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks very much, Ian. If you've not been onto the Campaign Resource Centre from Public Health England, I would really recommend you that you get your log on for that, because it's absolutely fantastic. As Caroline said, I'm Mike Baker. I'm the Associate Director of Communications over at Wirral Hospitals. As I say, thank you to Ian. Not sure about my presentation, if it'll match Ian's. I'll try and rattle through it quite quickly. And I can't believe it was it 2005 since the last national campaign? So to put that into perspective, I guess those babies are now teenagers. So it's quite a scary thought that the last national campaign was back in 2005. Locally, so we've got a big challenge for recruitment here in Wirral. So as you know, it remains a challenge for the NHS as a whole. So Ian pretty much went through these slides anyway. So I'll just do a very, very quick recap. Hopefully you can read the words on the screen. You had the NHS 70th birthday, so the great time to launch the national campaign to coincide with the birthday. NHS England was keen that the national campaign is tailored and also used. But what they were quite keen on as well, which in all fairness we jumped on the back of, and I think we've done it quite successfully really compared to a lot of the other trusts locally here in Cheshire and Merseyside, is that running the national and locally tailored campaigns would give a bit of a greater exposure to the NHS identity. And in all fairness, it sort of helped us out, I guess, no doubt about it, really, just in the fact that we had that national platform. It was on TV, it was on radio, it was on 48 sheets. And obviously, being a local NHS trust, we don't have any budget. So what budget we do have, we're talking maybe a couple of thousands of pounds. So it was an ideal platform to say, hang on a second, let's see what we can do locally, but also piggyback on the national message. So to give a bit of context locally in Wirral, so our local campaign was all about us joining the national message by encapsulating this sense of pride. And as Ian mentioned, I think the first advert went out in one of the ad breaks with the England match. Nursing and midwifery vacancy rates in England, I think it's around 11.8%. In Wirral, it's 9.07%. But we've got a real big issue around Band 5 nursing at the moment. We've got 149 whole-time equivalent vacancies, and that's about a percentage rate of just over 16%. CSWs, again, we're trying to get those on board. We've got a vacancy rate of about 44 CSWs at the moment. So what did we do? So working collaboratively with our senior teams in HR, a new recruitment campaign was devised as part of the rolling programme. We launched it on the 7th of January, so we thought we'll do it straight after New Year when people are coming back to work, they're looking forward to trying to find a new job, try and get that sort of market. We did quite an intense two-week campaign running from Monday the 7th of January. So the recruitment campaign was about making our visual presence and offering what's a stronger and quite a competitive market. So as you can see from the picture there, yes, we used the campaign sort of collateral that was available on the Campaign Resource Centre. We just did it as a local spin as well, using our own sort of staff as part of the photography. Now, as I say, the campaign focused on all job opportunities, but with a greater attention to Band 5 nurses, CSWs, volunteers and general staffing. So the We Are the WUTH recruitment campaign, fronted by employees to give that personal and friendly feel. We're going through a really challenging time here in Wirral, and I've got to say, the green shoots are starting to grow. So what we did, we also used this as a great way of staff engagement by actually getting our staff involved within the campaign. And this really did give a good sense of pride on the wards and in the departments. What you'll see from the phase that we did, we had a phase one marketing which focused heavily on social media advertising. And for the first time since I can remember is that we used some paid for social media advertising as well. So we had to give a bit of trust into this, and we didn't have a big budget, but you know, we could put a little local press advert, half a page, a full page, still spend £1,000-£1,500 on some print advertising. But what I wanted to do with our executives, which is say, look, if we trial social media, we can get the stats there and then. And that was the important thing for us, was just trying to showcase just what stats and what response we had with some of this. So we focused on Facebook, we focused on Twitter, and we focused on Instagram. The social media advertising was used organically, which is, of course, free. And we did a bit of paid for advertising as well. And when I tell you what investment we actually put in for the paid for, it's actually quite surprising with some of the stats that we've got on the next slide. What we also did, I don't know if I should share this or not, but we were quite sly, really, with some of the social media tagging. So we were like targeting certain postcodes in certain areas of Liverpool or Chester near perhaps other hospitals, just to try and get
internal
markets. Yeah, there we go. Just so we can get some personal likes as well. And as Ian mentioned, we've got to try and get some male nurses as well. We can't shy away from that. So we're also trying to go through some of the demographics as well with the male and female groups as well. So here's some examples of what we did. Very similar to the national campaign. On the back of We Are the NHS, our title is Wirral University Teaching Hospital, so We Are WUTH. We Are WUTH, We Are the NHS, We Are Recruiting Now. So it's a very similar marketing suite to what was being used nationally. What we also used from this is obviously having our own identity from our NHS logo, but also our own staff is taking part of it as well. As I say, we've got band 5 nurses, volunteers in the bottom right, and just some of our general office environment as well. So I don't know if you can fully see some of this, but this is just some of the stats that came through from just a 2-week intense period. So Twitter, 28,720 organic impressions, but we paid £900 for this advertising campaign. You know, £900 it's nothing when you're talking about your campaign material, really, when you're trying to get into the local press. Add those up to your total, 148,384 impressions on Twitter, 174,449 impressions on Facebook. You know, given a grand total, 322,833 impressions. The click through to our dedicated job website was over 6,159. Compare that to your organic reach and your paid for reach. And to be honest, it makes sense to actually invest some of your funds into that. The bottom graph below, what we try to do as well is to try and say, right, it's great that we've paid for this, but we also need some more stats. So how many applications are actually being filled out? So all completed applications for that 2-week period, 861, was a 78% increase compared to the 2 weeks previous. Important for us, though, was the band 5 nurse completed applications. The 2 week previous was 22, the 2 week after was 59, so 168% increase. And I think those sort of stats sort of speak for themselves. And I know one of the reasons why I'm here today is that it was actually noted through being recognised through Cheshire and Merseyside with NHS England, just to say this is a campaign really that we should all be getting on the back of. So next steps, you can say it was only a quick 2 week campaign. So it's where do we go from here? So that was just the start, so we haven't invested yet. We're just planning a new investment coming up in a few more weeks. So what we are doing now we've got all the collateral together, we're starting to do a rolling programme of photographs and artwork. They're going to start to emerge over the next sort of few weeks or so. In addition to social media, I've got to say we are going to use other channels just to get that impression out. And as Ian mentioned, it's about getting the brand and the visuals out there about We Are the NHS, We Are WUTH. So yes, we may look at some of the magazine and newspaper advertisements, but in all fairness, I'm not going to invest a lot of money in them. Yes, we all like to be at the back of the end of a bus. We're in a very sort of unique position here in Wirral. So some of the bus routes that go into our local hospital are really good prime routes. So I'm just going to get a few prices on that. And in all fairness, the main thing is just the social media. So it just doesn't stop from the first phase. The second phase is actually creating a bit more of a careers website as well, because we all have our individual trust websites, but in all fairness, you can't see the wood for the trees for half the time when you're trying to look at the recruitment side of the website. Our public and staff website's currently being updated to be more career friendly. And I think if you can sort of make it a bit more career friendly by having, say, your videos of your band 5 nurse selling the scene and setting the scene, then you're onto a bit of a winner. We're also updating our marketing materials, such as job recruitment packs, because it's great that we've dangled the carrot and we've got the person in. If your recruitment packs are terrible, then you've lost that person there and then. So what we found is that, yes, we're laying the foundations here, but in order to build the building blocks up there, we need to make sure that we're actually having the right collateral behind all of this. And at the moment, I'm afraid I don't think we're actually there at the moment. So part of my job at the moment is to try and increase all the marketing material that's going behind all of this. That's my last slide, really, and I thought I'd just go through some Q&As. But one of the questions that I got asked, not today, but it was a couple of weeks ago from another colleague, it was around saying that we're all fishing in the same pond, so surely we need to stand out and be different when it comes to things like recruitment. And again, it goes back to what Ian says. This is setting the scene that we are one NHS. And I think if we get that brand awareness there, out there and then yes, we are fishing in the same pond, but the national campaign sort of reaffirms why we're fishing in the same pond. So collectiveness, consistency, you know, I think that will always win hands down when you're trying to get something across in the marketing campaign. And I think this campaign still gives its sort of local individuality as well, because we've used our local people and our local identity. Say, I know that Ben's here from Foxcoms. We used him as the agency basically for this one to help set this campaign. And without having that agency back in, I don't think our executives would have invested in it. So I think that's going to be the big battle moving forward.